Today, I have a fun episode for you that gives you a sneak peek into behind the scenes and what it's like coaching with me. Me and my client, Naisha, are having a conversation about goal setting and how she can take these desires that she has and how we work together to break those down into goals and then further into the daily and weekly habits that we need to have in place in order to achieve our desires, what we really want. So I hope that you enjoy listening to this coaching session. Hi there. Welcome to the Effective Fitness for Women podcast, your go-to guide for practical weightlifting and nutrition tips. I'm Rachel, a wife, mom of six, registered dietitian, and passionate weightlifter. This podcast is for the woman who is tired of not knowing what to do in the gym, frustrated with trying to eat right, but not sure what eating right actually is, and just wants to start seeing some results. If that's you, then you're in the right place. This podcast is all about teaching you what you need to do in the gym and the kitchen to lose fat, gain muscle, and be the strongest you've ever been. Are you ready? Let's go. Okay, so let's talk about goal setting and kind of like, what is your desires or, you know, what do you really want for yourself in terms of like your eating habits and your exercise habits and like physically, if you have things that you're like, if I could achieve this, that would just be amazing. Tell me a little bit about that.
One thing, I want to be able to do monkey bars. I've had that as a goal for years, which is why the shoulders thing is so important, and arm strength. I've never been able to do monkey bars ever in my life. I was a heavy girl for a long time. And even when I wasn't, that just flexibility wasn't there growing up. So in saying that, something that I've been kind of growing passion for is calisthenics, if you've ever heard of it. So my desire is that as I get stronger and my mobility grows and my flexibility is just that I'm able to do things like the monkey bars. Like I can do push-ups, I can, you know, do pull-ups and things like that, that I'm able to move my body in a way that's fluid, because I feel like I've always been very stiff. I've never been an athletic person. So I've been very stiff and rigid in my motions. My brothers would always call me sensitive because they were like, anything hurts you. And I'm just like, that's kind of the way it's been. So I think my goals are, one, like I said, I'm passionate in the idea of calisthenics. I want to do the monkey bars. Physically, I have this, the whole BMI thing in my mind. So that's hard to get away from, I guess. But I know that like frame of my body could be a lot smaller. Like, So, I mean, I don't know if I should get into numbers or just kind of leave those be.
I mean, I think it depends on like whether or not you find your value in that number. Right. So, yeah. You know, I'm a pretty like numbers driven person. Like I like to have a hard goal. I know people say like, oh, don't, you know, that if you focus on a number or have like an actual tangible goal or whatever, it means that you're not, you're only focused on like one superficial thing, you know, or like you find your identity in that. And I think that if that's true for you, then don't have like, you need to put that habit. I have a pretty, my mind is very, I don't know what to call it. I'm just really like, I like to know the benchmark.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything to do with me, who I am, but it's something I can grab onto. And so it doesn't bother me to have a number goal or two, whatever. But if that's where you find value, like if you're like, I'm worth less if I don't get that goal, maybe don't do that. Right. And work on
I need to find my identity, you know, our identity is in Christ, right? I need to find that. Like, I need to be restful in that first.
No, that makes sense. And I think that there's a, I think there might be a small seed of a concern there. I think right now I do know that for my body and health wise and just fitting into my clothes, I minimum want to be at 150. I know that I've, in the past few years, I've really wanted to strive to be near 135, 140, because at least with the BMI and health and whatever. But I'm also Hispanic, so the curves are just there. So it's just like, so I'm being, I want 150 because I know that when I was 150, the way that my body, like I was comfortable wearing heels because there wasn't so much weight on my ankles, on my knees, like things like that.
Yeah.
But I also respect that, like, I may weigh more because of the muscle, but I know that in my mind, I'm just like, I just want to be smaller, that I can wear my heels comfortably, that I'm not in pain, that I can wear my dresses and things like that, where I don't feel uncomfortable and wanting to cover. Like, I covered up a lot growing up, and I never want to feel like I have to grow up. Like, growing up wearing this, it was not, like, that was a no-go. Like, I've had to be more comfortable with just, like, I have bigger arms. I still have, like, a lot of flab and whatnot. But I would always cover up. And so I think all of those types of goals, it's like, I want to feel comfortable in what I wear and wear heels and be more feminine, because I didn't dress feminine because I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's a tangent, but I'm not sure if that helps.
Yeah, no, that does. If I hear you correctly, it means this one, it's not so much about the 150, but the 150 represents feeling comfortable in your body. And
yeah,
you know, all of that is
in, yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a place that I have at least reached once in my life that I was like, oh, my body is able to do things, it's able to move, and there isn't this strong limitation there. It doesn't feel like I'm so limited.
Yes,
so I'm like, at least 150, but whatever muscle does, as long as I look good, that's fine, because I do want to be strong.
Yes,
that's completely okay with me, with building muscle.
Yes. Okay, good. All right. So we have this, like, multifaceted desire of increasing our ability, like our functional ability, our strength, yes,
functionality. Yeah.
Our, you know, losing some fat in the process. Right. Okay. So that's our desires. What I'm trying to
have it.
With that is to help us break down our desires into these manageable, bite-sized daily and weekly things that are going to get us there in a way that we can control, right? So we might not be able to control the rate in which we lose fat or the rate in which we lose muscle, right? But we can control the behaviors that will promote that desire, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, you know, you're like, I want to do monkey bars. Okay. So what is it going to take to get you there? Well, you're going to have to really work on upper body strength. You're going to have to work on flexibility. You're going to have to work on, like, these key things. And those are going to be translated into your goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we break that down into a step further, which is, what are the daily and weekly things that we need to do to support that into becoming a habit, right? Does that make sense?
Yep.
So let's break down, like, your goal or your desire to be able to be more flexible, functional. You mentioned calisthenics. With that, what behavior do you see, like, that you have control over that would promote that being achieved? What kinds of things do you see needing to happen?
So what would need to change in order, need to change or be added in order to this, for this to happen? Yeah, the mobility part needs to be consistent. And when I'm talking about in terms of not just mobility, though, I've also learned it's strengthening, because there's a lot of strength needed in some of my joints.
Yeah.
And the smaller muscles. So it's between those two things, mobility and strengthening. Strengthening being the big one.
Yeah.
Being consistent with that. and doing, well, I think, lots of like shoulder related, tricep, back, yeah, probably bicep too.
Yeah.
Types of exercise.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds to me like you are adding into those things to your workout, right? Because your workout, mm-hmm. like that's an example of a goal, like that you have complete control over. You can completely control yes. going to the gym 3 times a week, right?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. tacking on those extra shoulder and arm upper body exercises. Like I think mm-hmm. that's a great way.
Yeah.
That's a great goal, like getting to the gym regularly 3 times a week. And then
yes.
we break that down. What needs to happen to support that goal, right? So is it need to be written down in our planner? It needs to be like a notification on our phone, maybe. Does it need to be like making sure that you leave the office by this time so that you can get there, or packing your gym bag mm-hmm. the night before?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of those things that are supportive elements in you getting to the gym 3 times a week? Can you think of anything?
Yeah. So definitely prepping the bag. I tried writing that down here. Uh-huh. I didn't need to do it one day because my schedule ended up changing, so it was easier. But uh-huh. that's a big part of it. Prepping my gym bag and leaving it in my car.
Yeah.
Or at least prepping it the night before and putting it near my work bag so I can take it with me that day, because then my plan is to go literally right after work.
Yes.
And not even getting home, just working out and then coming home.
Has that been working well this week so far to go to the gym right after?
It didn't happen right after because I didn't have my bag prepped.
Oh,
so okay. it happened like I got home, I did some things, and then I went hours later.
Got it. Okay. Okay, so it sounds like prepping the bag is like a big.
Yes. If I have it in my car, I'm going to go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's an easy fix.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Or, you know, like encouragement thing.
Yeah.
If it's there, I mean, you already did the work too. It's almost like you're invested already.
Yes, because I need it. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I have to prep it tonight. Yeah, I need to go find a bag and put it in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you need to set a, like, will you naturally remember, or do you need to set like an alert on your phone to go off the night before your gym days as a reminder?
I find that I put calendar reminders on my phone, but it's almost like I mentally miss them.
Okay.
So far I'm putting them on the calendar because I'm trying to build the habit of looking at it at least a few times daily. So okay. If it's written there, the intention is as I build that habit, I will see it.
Okay, perfect. Whatever works for you. Great. Okay, so that's definitely something. In terms of like reaching this goal of being able to be more functional, and we have to lose some fat to do that, the eating habit thing, has it felt pretty good this week with what we've been doing? Like the changes we've made, do you feel like they are starting to work? Because you can get a sense, even if you haven't seen the scale move yet, you just
and it has moved. Yeah.
It has. Okay.
Yeah. I learned some behavior that I have a Sunday lunch with my family every week, and that put me back by a few pounds. And so I was like, I got to be more intentional with what I'm eating there or just not. I don't want to give it up because it's family time, but I'm just like figuring out what to eat there is hard because I gain it quickly.
And it's salt too, right? Like,
yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
If you're eating out just one time a week, like for one meal, and the rest of the time is like on par, I'm not worried too much about it as long as the trend is going in the right direction. You know, and the
sodium, was a lot though.
Yeah.
It was a good amount of pounds. I was like, huh?
Yeah. No, I mean, over Christmas, I gained in 2 days, I went up 5 pounds. And I was like, wow, that is a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, because I never weighed over Christmas before, because I'm like, nobody wants to think about that, right? But I was curious. Right. I've gotten to this place where I'm just curious about my body now. And so I did it and I was like, wow, that is a lot. And then within 2 days, it had like, I had diuresed like the water. once I got back on my normal eating plan, like it stayed up while we were enjoying ourselves, and then like flushed back and went almost back to where it was. And so I was like, it's so interesting the way the body holds onto sodium. So just take with a grain of salt, right? Don't beat yourself up about that. But if you want, with eating out, it is hard when you are eating out. But I found that if I can, if they have a good like cooked veggie, right? I don't even care if it's like got like oil or butter or whatever, right? I'll order a side of like the cooked veggie and sub out the starch if I can. Or getting a salad and asking for the dressing on the side just to try and make the plate method. Like you can have you know, the food, right? But maybe say, okay, well, instead of mashed potatoes, can I have a side salad? And then, you know, something like that, like adapting it so that you're not restricting yourself. Cause part of like food is brings people together, like delicious food, not just diet, right? Like, And I love eating delicious food. And so it's like, I don't want, I'm not going to give that up. Right. But I am, if I'm in a season of fat loss, I'm going to pare it back and limit it for this period of time. Right. Yeah. And, you know, so anyway, think about how you can adapt it.
So I hope that you enjoyed this behind the scenes look of my coaching session with Naisha. And I want you to recognize how when we break our goals down into small weekly and daily tasks that support the goal, right? It helps us with being successful with it long-term because it creates a habit. So your action item for this week is I want you to think about what small daily or weekly task is going to get you to your goal, which is going to get you to your desire, right? So the desires are things that we can't necessarily control, but our goals are behavior-based that we can control. For example, with Naisha, it was going to the gym 3 times a week. And then the habit that supports that goal is prepping the gym bag. So I hope that this helped you and encouraged you, and I will talk to you next time.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, and it would make my day to see a 5-star written review from you. Leaving a written review helps other women find this podcast so they can start to get results too. Let's help other women start their fitness journey.